U.S. businesses slowed the pace of hiring in December. The monthly employment report released today by the Labor Department shows that 108,000 jobs were added to payrolls last month. That's about half what was expected. But the weak showing in December followed a boom in November, and job creation averaged about 150,000 a month during the last quarter of 2005. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
In the U.S. job market, there are always winners and losers. People get jobs and lose jobs. Companies go out of business, and new companies are formed. And as the books closed on 2005, on balance, it appears the labor market was in good shape. Stuart Hoffman is with PNC Financial Services.
The economy created 2 million jobs. That's certainly not a great year, but it's a good year. The unemployment rate, it fell consistently at the end of 2004. I believe it was 5.4%, and here it ended December at 4.9% and averaged around that, around 5% in the fourth quarter. So not a great year for the job market, but definitely a solid year.
And that solid jobs growth occurred in an economy that faced considerable headwinds in 2005. Interest rates were on the rise, hurricanes battered the Gulf Coast, and the damage sent energy prices spiraling. Still, economists were hoping job creation would end the year on a strong up note. That didn't happen.
I was a little underwhelmed myself.
Jim Glassman is senior economist at J.P. Morgan. Like many observers, he'd expected an additional 200,000 jobs last month. But even for Glassman, there were bright spots. Take manufacturing, for instance.
Manufacturing employment is now up for 3 months running. And production workers, I think we've got about, over the last 3 months, 70,000 more production workers. That's the first sign of hope that I've seen in the factory sector. We lost about 3 million jobs in the last 5 years, and it's really been going nowhere.
Much of that hiring was in industries that make durable goods, appliances and the like, designed to last 3 years or more. Bill Zollers is CEO of YRC Worldwide, a Kansas-based transportation and trucking company. He isn't surprised by the jobs numbers.
About half of our business is with companies that do manufacturing. So we really have seen pretty strong growth there throughout 2005 and now into 2006.
One of those companies that has seen strong growth is RPM International, a manufacturer of industrial coatings and sealants based in Medina, Ohio. CEO Frank Sullivan says that translated into additional hiring last year.
2005 was a good year for us business-wise, and that drove about a 2.5% improvement in our core employment base. And if the economy continues to grow, our overall employment will probably pick up from the 2.5% increase over the last year.
But while manufacturing added jobs last month, there were job losses in retail and in construction. As for what lies ahead for 2006, most economists expect payrolls to continue expanding this year. It's not clear how the Federal Reserve will view the December jobs report. Many analysts expect at least one more interest rate hike from the Fed, then perhaps a pause at mid-year. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.